Describe common symptoms, answer follow-up questions, and confirm what to do after a clinic visit. At A2 level, you can give more detail than one sentence. You can say when the problem started, how strong it is, and what makes it better or worse. This lesson follows Riko at a small clinic. She has a sore throat and a fever. She talks to the receptionist, the nurse, and the doctor. The language is practical and careful. This is not medical advice. It is English practice for explaining simple information clearly and asking what to do next. Warm up. What symptoms can you explain in English? What information does a nurse or doctor usually ask for? How can you check instructions before you leave? Riko arrives at the clinic and says to the receptionist, "Hello, I have an appointment at 10:30. My name is Riko Mori." The receptionist checks the list and asks, "What is the reason for your visit today?" Riko says, "I have a sore throat and a fever. It started yesterday morning." This answer gives two important details, the symptoms and the time they started. The receptionist gives her a short form. Riko writes her name, phone number, and symptoms. If she does not understand one word, she can ask, "Sorry, what does this mean?" A nurse calls Riko's name. The nurse asks, "Do you have a cough?" Riko says, "A little, but not all the time." The nurse asks, "Can you eat and drink?" Riko says, "I can drink water, but it hurts when I swallow." These answers are useful because they are not only yes or no. Riko gives small details. She also stays simple and clear. The nurse checks her temperature and says, "You have a mild fever." Riko asks, "Is it serious?" The nurse says, "The doctor will check you now." The doctor looks at Riko's throat and asks a few more questions. Then he says, "Rest today, drink water, and take this medicine after food." Riko checks the instructions. She says, "So I should rest, drink water, and take the medicine after food?" The doctor says, "Yes. If the fever is higher tomorrow, please call us." Riko asks one final question, "Can I go to work tomorrow?" The doctor says, "If you still have a fever, stay home." Riko now has a clear plan. Use the same plan in a new real place. First, write the place and time. Use details like 10:30 appointment, sore throat, mild fever. Second, say the problem in one clear sentence, add one reason, then say what help you need. Third, ask one next step question. You can ask, "When should I call the clinic?" Repeat the answer to check it.
Add one exact number, time, or object. This keeps the practice real. For example, say 10:30, 5 minutes, apartment 308, or a blue case. Now check safety and politeness. If the problem is health, money, or home repair, use calm words. Confirm the answer before you leave or end the call. This practice makes the English reusable. The details change, but the order stays the same. Situation, reason, request, next step. Question 1. When did Riko's symptoms start? Answer 1. Her symptoms started yesterday morning. Discussion 1. Practice explaining two symptoms and when they started. Question 2. What happens when Riko swallows? Answer 2. It hurts when Riko swallows. Discussion 2. Answer a follow-up question with one extra detail, not only yes or no. Question 3. What should Riko do if the fever is higher tomorrow? Answer 3. She should call the clinic. Discussion 3. Role play checking instructions before leaving the clinic. Question 4. What are the four parts of the transfer plan? Answer 4. The four parts are situation, reason, request, and next step. Discussion 4. Make a new short script for the same situation in your own city. Final speaking. Role play a clinic visit for a sore throat, stomachache, or fever. Clinic English becomes easier when you organize information, symptom, start time, strength, and next step. Good checking sentences include, "So I should," "How many times a day," and "When should I call you?"